This 911 call to the Glenwood Gardens retirement home in Bakersfield, where apparently, according to the family of this 87-year-old lady, they thought she was getting very good care. But the only problem is when mom, you know, collapsed at the age of 87, stopped breathing, the home called 911. But the nurse, and I'm still trying to confirm that it was a nurse, in the reports, the reports all are saying that it was a nurse who called, calls 911 and then doesn't do CPR. And apparently it wasn't because the woman didn't have a DNR, it's just because that they just don't do it. Which is a first for me. I mean, I've never heard of anything like that, you know, as a policy at a home. So anyway, we've got the 911 call, which and the TV report, which is just surreal. I mean, just something that makes you say, I don't get where these people are coming from. This just, you know, doesn't really make any sense at all. Anyway, let us begin with the story from KERO-TV in Bakersfield.
It started as a routine medical call. 80-year-old Lorraine Bayless collapsed in the dining room of Building A at Glenwood Gardens. The 911 dispatcher tried to give instructions to the caller on how to perform CPR, but that person passed the phone off to a nurse at the facility.
We can't wait. I keep telling people this. I don't know who's passed the phone again. I need that phone next to the patient immediately. She's possibly not breathing.
The frustration in the dispatcher's voice is obvious.
I told them not to take the phone away. I don't know what they're doing.
The nurse then checks Bayless and tells the dispatcher she is barely breathing.
We need to get CPR started. That's not enough. Okay.
We can't do CPR.
Okay, then hand the phone. Hand the phone to the passerby.
More time passes as the dispatcher tries to get the nurse or anyone to start CPR.
Anybody there can do CPR. Give them the phone, please. I understand if your facility is not willing to do that, give the phone to that passerby, that stranger that had it. This woman's not breathing enough. She's going to die if we don't get this started.
The dispatcher tries to explain to the nurse that emergency medical services takes the responsibility for the call and the liability falls on them.
Okay, now, so you have a woman who is barely breathing, who had collapsed, and I guess people are just handing the phone back and forth. And it's not like they don't know what to do. They just are choosing not to do it. Again, the nurse still refusing to help here.
Services takes the responsibility for the call and the liability falls on them. That's when the nurse at the facility can be heard calling for a supervisor.
I don't know where he is, but she's yelling at me and saying that we have to have one of our other residents perform CPR and still instruct, and I'm not going to do that.
As the call goes on, the dispatcher's tone turns desperate.
We're going to let this lady die?
Well, that's why we're calling 911.
We can't wait.
Bakersfield Fire says while they were responding to this call, they were notified the facility was refusing to start CPR.
He's saying we don't, so you can talk to my boss, and I'm...
Okay.
I don't know...
They're refusing CPR. They're going to let her die.
But still, the dispatcher keeps trying, refusing to believe there is no one who will help.
As a human being, I don't... You know, is there anybody that's willing to help this lady and not let her die?
Not at this time.
No, they won't touch her at all. Sarah Gardner or any staff, anybody that doesn't work for you anywhere, can we flag someone down in the street and get them to help this lady?
7 minutes into the call, the first emergency personnel arrive. Bakersfield Fire says their response time to the incident was normal. Bayless was taken to Mercy Southwest, where she died. In the newsroom, Chris Ornelas, 23 ABC.
I don't get this one at all. This is just perplexing. The tone of this nurse's voice, again, don't just listen to her words, listen to the tone of this nurse's voice.
Services takes the responsibility for the call and the liability falls on them. That's when the nurse at the facility can be heard
again, the nurse.
Calling for a supervisor.
I don't know where he is, but he's yelling at me and saying that we have to have one of our other residents perform CPR until instructed, and I'm not going to do that.
As the call goes on, the dispatcher's tone turns desperate.
We're going to let this lady die.
Well, that's why we're calling 911.
We can't.
Can you believe it? Well, that's why we're calling 911. This is bizarre. Talk about malpractice. And it's not like nobody doesn't understand CPR or no one's unaware. But Rockinger, have you heard of anything like this before?
Well, I have to tell you, in the past, when people have attempted CPR, they have broken ribs. They have caused injury. And my guess, and I think this is the case at this place, my guess is there is a policy that they will not do CPR due to the fact that you can injure the patient, and now we have lawsuits on our hands. And I have a feeling they were just towing the line with their policies, and the nurses have probably been told, you are not to do CPR on the patients.
Okay, you have a choice here.
Exactly.
You have a choice. You do CPR and risk a broken rib, or you don't do CPR and the patient may die.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Now, I'm guessing that if you are a nurse, you have been trained
sure.
into how to administer CPR. So I'm guessing that she probably would know how to administer CPR in a careful manner, since she works with the elderly.
Absolutely. And I think, and you're right, I think she could perform CPR without actually injuring the patient. Unlike me, who I know the basics of CPR, I would jump in and do it, but I might hurt somebody.
Yeah, yeah,
but
I mean,
you know what?
Yeah,
I'm going to
do it
anyway.
You're full of adrenaline. You're saying, my God, this person's dying. So that I understand.
Sure.
But for the nurse with this, well, we don't do that.
Yeah, and I think
I'm trying to call my supervisor, and then you hear her talking to her. Yeah, meaning the dispatcher, is yelling at me, and at this time, we can't find anyone.
And I feel so bad for that dispatcher. I mean, she is desperate to find anybody, you know, that she
Well, the dispatcher can't believe it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the dispatcher is just, can you just pull in the gardener? Anyone, can you just help this woman? And the nurse just seems so uninterested.
I haven't, and that's it exactly. Just this sense of,
it's policy. There's nothing
and
we can do.
You've got this woman who's barely breathing, who collapsed a few feet away from her, and no one is helping her. I haven't heard a dispatcher this exasperated since, what was the name of that boat, the Contra Concordia? That ran aground.
A cruise ship in Italy.
And the captain bailed, got off the ship, and the head of the Sicilian Coast Guard said, why aren't you on your ship? And they got, well, I'm helping coordinate rescue here on land.
The evacuation
he says,
and
get back on your ship! What are you doing?
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's just that same sense of, are you kidding me? You know, of course you're the captain. Get back on your ship. You're the nurse on staff where an
86
woman has collapsed. Will you please try and administer CPR? We've got aid cars on the way. But the idea that you just stand there and do nothing.
Well, and it's unbelievable to me, even if it's the policy at this place. And let's say it's all been drilled into them. You call 911. It's our policy. You do not perform CPR and so on. I would think, as the dispatcher says to her, you're a human being. Risk getting fired. If your job is more important to you than saving somebody's life, then you have an issue yourself. You're not, I mean, risk getting fired. Who cares? Someone else is going to hire you anyway and call you a hero.
Yeah. And if the home had fired her for doing CPR, you're exactly right. The woman who risked her job to do what any decent human being would do would be a national hero, and she'd be swamped with job offers in much nicer places than Bakersfield. Anyway, we're coming up here on 5:45. And we have phone calls rolling in here on this. 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. I tell you what, I'm actually going to take one call before we even break here. Go ahead, Cheryl. Cheryl, you're on KVI with John Carlson. Go for it.
Hey, John. It could very well be that the nursing home has done CPR in the past on people and injured them severely and been sued. And that may be why they have that policy now.
Well, no, that's what Marina was suggesting. But you are insulated from lawsuits under Good Samaritan laws if you are trying to save someone's life.
Well, I have my mother in a nursing home, and sometimes
you don't think they could be looking at a lawsuit now?
It might be more criminal. I'm thinking it might be more criminal.
Well, criminal carries with it civil penalties.
But the woman's daughter was satisfied with the care she got, so I'm thinking she's not going to press charges. So, you know, it's a fine line, John, okay? When you have someone in a nursing home who's fragile or has Alzheimer's or dementia or something else, I had my mother into the doctor because she was short of breath, and the doctor said, well, if it's a heart problem, do you want it fixed? And well, I had to think about it for
Cheryl,
a minute.
The reason I reacted so strongly here is that my father is in one of those facilities, and he's relatively helpless, and I don't know how much longer he'll be with us, but if he collapsed, I would definitely not want them to simply call and stand around and wait. I mean, you know, there's a sense of dire emergency. And until the paramedics get there, you do what you can to keep that person alive, don't you?
Not necessarily.
Well, if there's a DNR, if there's a do not resuscitate order, then I understand. But that apparently that was not the case here.
Well, sometimes too, did they ask you when you checked them in, do you want care for him? If something gets sick, do you want him to be just made comfortable?
His health is declining, and yes, that's why we have him there, is so that he'll be constantly looked after, and he will be made comfortable. His own wife is unable to provide that. My stepmother is unable to provide that care for him.